share a desire and interest in your prayers this morning. I have some scriptures that's been a big encouragement to me, and I'd like to pass them on to the saints this morning. I'd like to start off in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. It says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want to talk just a little bit about seeking the Lord this morning, the responsibility that we have and the value and the importance of it. But the scripture here says that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. If my memory serves me correct, this word diligent comes from, I believe it's the Greek word legere, which means to love. And the prefix di, I believe di, is means single. In other words, it's what your heart is going after. What you're putting your affection upon. The Lord wants us to be diligent in seeking Him. And we recognize that He is a rewarder. There is value. It's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of effort. And I want to say it does take time to seek the Lord. It takes time to spend time in prayer. And we live in a modern, busy people going here and there, busy all the time. It takes setting aside time and diligently inquiring and seeking the Lord. But the Lord is a rewarder this morning when we diligently seek Him. I believe there's another promise that says, in the day that you seek me with your whole heart. Sometimes I believe the Lord withdraws Himself a little bit. And we pray, and perhaps casually, we don't get anything. And we pray a little more casually, and we still don't get anything. And I believe the Lord wants us to draw a little bit more diligently and carefully. I know He's done that in my life, to where we've, all right, Lord, we've laid aside everything else. I want to seek You. I want to get a hold of You. Those are very important for us in our time to seek the Lord and to come to Him in faith, believing in Him. I want to get another scripture now in Matthew, the 15th chapter, of an account of a lady that had a need and came to the Lord. Matthew, the 15th chapter. I was impressed with this account. Matthew 15, and I believe it's verse 21. Said, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But He answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. I'm impressed with this morning. This woman was meeting some obstacles. She was meeting some no's. I believe another account said the disciples entreated the Lord, saying, "Send her away, for she's bothering us. She's annoying us." And I'm sure she heard those remarks. But this woman had a need. And she didn't give up easy. Now, Jesus, what He said here, "I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Well, that was true. His main mission and burden was to the house of Israel. He didn't reach out to the Gentiles very much. His main burden was the Israelites. And she wasn't an Israelite. So that was a no. That was something that looked discouraging. It looked like a barrier, a block. "I've got this need." She was at the right place. She was at the right source. The Lord had what she needed. She was at the right place. But it looked like a barrier was there. And then it said she came. She didn't stop there. She didn't say, "Well, if that's the way it is, I'm going home." She didn't get hurt and offended and walk away. But it said she came and worshiped Him. I believe another scripture said, brought out that she fell at His feet, entreating, "Lord, I've got a need. My daughter is vexed with the devil. A serious need. I need some help from You. I've heard what You've done. Perhaps she's seen some of the things that He done or heard about it. You've done it for others. Can't you help me in my need?" She just didn't walk away, but she stayed there and entreated. And He said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread, to cast it to dogs." How many of us would... When I put myself there, what would I have done? That would have been a hard saying, wouldn't it? We heard last night about the hard saying and they walked away, left ship. That would have been a hard saying. But she said, "Yay. But the dogs eat the crumbs." She humbled her heart as low as she could get it. "Lord, whatever it takes, I need Your help. I need You. Whatever You're calling for in my life, whatever You're desiring for me, I want what You have for me." And Jesus said, "O woman, great is thy faith." Oh, the Lord was pleased with that woman. He was honored by that woman, by her faith. You know, I believe the Lord sometimes kind of withdraws a little bit to exercise our faith. We live in a fast food, microwave, computer age. And it's like we want things done, you know, right now, right at the moment. And when it's not, it's so easy for us to walk away, to get sidetracked, to lose hope, to lose faith. "Well, I guess the Lord's really not interested in me. I guess the Lord really doesn't want to answer my prayer." Folks, I'm going to tell us something this morning. If the Lord didn't like us personally, I know He does. I know He loves every one of us. But if He didn't, He's given to us great and exceeding precious promises that He cannot break. He swore by Himself, which is, He couldn't swear any greater, by Himself. He's given us His Word and these precious promises that we might be partakers of His nature. That we can get our needs met. And I'm talking about spiritual needs also. Physical needs. Financial needs. Temporal needs. Spiritual needs. Our Lord is not limited this morning to one segment of our life. Do we believe this morning? Do we have faith and confidence in the Lord this morning that He's willing to answer our prayer? That He's willing. Do we come to Him in that way? I want to get another scripture now. Luke in the 18th chapter. I hope these are a blessing to you as they were to me. In the first verse he said, He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That was the purpose of this lesson here. That was what He's wanting to encourage the people with. He said, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. You know, this lady finally got her request granted. She didn't get it the first time. She didn't get it the first time she saw the judge and stood before him. And I don't know the whole scene and the scenario that was there. But it sounded like she didn't get it the second time either. And the judge finally said, probably thought within himself, this woman is not going to give up. I better grant her. I'm getting tired of seeing her here in my courtroom. And he gave her a request. He granted it to her. And it said in verse 6, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? You know, the Lord is wanting to avenge His elect. He wants to answer prayer. He wants to help us in our needs. He wants to be glorified in His people and through His people. But I want to say the answer doesn't always come at first. And it's so easy for us to just kind of get side skirt and we forget. And we lose hope and we lose faith. He mentioned here, reading on down in verse 8, He said, I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? He told that woman earlier that came and went through all those roadblocks. He said, great is thy faith. And He ended this here at the bottom. He said, will I find faith? Will He find somebody that's really pressing and trusting and focusing? Lord, I know that You have the answer to my need. Whatever the need is this morning, God has an answer. I want to say here this morning that God is concerned about our earthly comfort, welfare. Those things touch Him. But I want to say this morning, He's more concerned about getting you and I to heaven than He is about our earthly comforts. And sometimes afflictions come. One scripture there in the Psalm, He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Affliction has a way of causing you to see ourselves like the Lord sees us more. It causes you and I to begin to seek Him more and to become more focused as we begin to pray and look to Him earnestly and sincerely. And we begin to see the flesh more. The Lord has a purpose in those things. And I'm not saying, God, I don't, just like Paul, remember, he said, I prayed three times. Three different times. And he said, for this thorn in the flesh to be removed, whatever that thorn may have been. Three different times he prayed. And God said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength. See, the Lord had that thorn in the flesh there for a purpose. For him to grow spiritually. For him to become more like Christ. That is better than just receiving a physical healing and me not growing in my soul and my spirit. And learning how to, and learning and seeing how the Lord works in life. The Lord is concerned about you and I learning how He works and what He's wanting to do in our lives. And I believe He uses the things that touch our lives to help us to stay in His will and to seek out His will and to follow His will. There's a purpose for things. And I'm going to say the Lord can give us an answer. The Lord can help us. He can help us to recognize the purpose of what something is for in our lives. Sometimes He'll heal us. Other times He'll say, my grace is sufficient. I want you to bear this for me. And it's for our good. It will help us get to heaven. I can't get to heaven on my own. I've got to put my trust and my faith in Him. But the Lord knows how to do it. He knows what I need. I don't know what I need. I really don't. But the Lord does. He knows what I need in my soul and my spirit. And He'll allow the things that come up against. And we question and the devil says, well, see, the Lord doesn't even love you. And all the time the Lord is trying to get us there. It's a token of His love because He cares for us. And He's concerned about us. Lord, help us today to recognize the Lord is the right source. He has the power to meet the need. But will I find faith? Will I find someone that's really diligently laying hold, seeking me, and calling upon my name? I may need some help here a little bit, but I want to recount Jacob a little bit. It's in Genesis. Can someone help me find that? Genesis, the 32nd chapter. What is it? 32? 32 and 24. Thank you. We know the background of Jacob. The traits that he had, that his mother had. The name Jacob means a supplanter, deceiver. And how he deceived Esau? Well, the Lord had a plan. I think it would have been better for them not to do what they did. I don't believe the Lord wants deception. But the Lord went through with Jacob. And there came a time that Jacob came back to meet Esau. The one that he had tricked. The one that he had gotten the birthright from. And you remember when the groups were there and he heard an account that Esau was coming with 300 men armed? I don't really know all what was in Esau's mind. He probably thought he was well armed. But Jacob stayed on the other side of the brook and wrestled with the man. Can we find that? Let's see. It was 24th verse. It said, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when they saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Well, this doesn't sound like just a quick 5-minute wrestling match. Sound like he struggled through the night. Trying to lay hold on. The verse says this was a man. I don't know. He was a man that had something with God. I don't really know altogether. But I want to say this, that the Lord will allow you and I places where we have to face ourselves. Well, we wrestle. We're facing our weaknesses. The faults that we've had. The handicaps that we've had. You know, wrestling with self. Self is a pretty powerful opponent. He doesn't quit easy. He doesn't give up easy. That's who, and I noticed in our battles, that's what you and I wrestle with most of the time. Self. Self. Trying to bring my desires, my thoughts, my ideas under subjection to the will of God for my life. Folks, this is where we lose and where we win. This is where people get up and walk away when the saying's hard. Or this is when self dies. And they become a prince and they get power with God. You know, all of us have thoughts. We're all people. We have ideas. We have things that we like, things that we dislike. And I'm not saying those are altogether wrong, except when they hinder us from God's plan in our lives. Have you ever struggled with feeling like, if I follow what God is wanting me to do, I'm not going to be very happy? I know you have. It's human. Yes. But the battle is staying and holding on. Jesus did it in the garden, didn't he? I'm so glad that's in the scriptures this morning. Oh, because I've struggled. I've had some serious conflicts in prayer, trying to get myself to say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever your design is for my life, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to say," there's a struggle, there's a conflict. But I want to say this morning that God can help us in those times. If we'll get the victory over self. Our self. Many times we fail to gain the victory, and that's the reason right there, self. Self is too powerful, too strong. We've got to die to it. If we're going to be successful in the Christian life, we've got to die to self. If we don't, and sometimes people don't. Most when you look at people in the world and you just the casual run of people, most people do what they want to do. The older I've gotten, the more I realize that. Most people see the Scriptures like they want to see the Scriptures. They interpret the Scriptures like they want to interpret the Scriptures. And what I think at those times is, what about self? What's happened in the self life? Is the self preeminent? Or has self been crucified? Folks, that's where victory is. That's where we get the answer. When self has been put down. Oh, the Scripture there, was it in Colossians? He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave Himself, who loves us and gave Himself for us. We've got to be crucified. Our self-life has to be crucified. But the Lord can help us today when we're willing. That man, Jacob, held on until he got the blessing. You and I need to hold on until the Lord gives us an answer. Whether it's yes, whether it's no, whatever it might be, hold on until the answer comes. Don't faint. Don't give up hope. Don't get discouraged and say, oh, there's nothing to this. God doesn't answer prayer anymore. God doesn't help people anymore. Will I find faith when I come again? Will I find someone that's really seeking, diligently seeking me and laying hold onto what God has for us? Lord, help us today to lay hold on. Help us to persevere. You know, we live in a... I feel so soft sometimes. I've got so many comforts of life. Got air-conditioned car. Got a heater in the car. Got clothes to wear. Got food. I feel spoiled sometimes. I feel like our society, the luxuries, the finery of what we have, hinder us from really seeking God and laying hold on what He has for us. The blessing that He has. Just like Jacob, He changed Jacob's name. You know, we can have changes in our lives. We can be changed. We don't have to be a deceiver anymore. We can have victory, but self has to die. And sometimes we're not willing to give up self. But if you want the peace, you want God's blessing, you want His help and His favor, that's where the victory comes. Help us, Lord, today to persevere, to lay hold on the Lord today for the needs that we have. Oh yeah, there's needs. There's all kinds of needs this morning. If you've come to this meeting today, this week here, what did you come here for? What was your purpose in being here? Do you have a need? Has your need been met in this meeting? I'm going to say you're at the right place. Where the Lord's people are gathered together and His Spirit has free reign, God works, God moves. But part of your need being met is going to be part of your responsibility. Are you willing to humble yourself? That woman did that we read about. Are you willing to do whatever it takes? Whatever God wants you. That's what it's going to take to have your need met. That's what this woman went through. That's what Jacob wrestled. But he laid hold. And he found. And I'm confident this morning that God is able to meet every need here this morning. He has the power. the Lord does, has the power. It doesn't matter how great your spiritual need might be. It doesn't matter how big your giant is this morning. It doesn't matter how strong the walls look this morning. God has what you need. And those walls can come down. There is victory this morning. Let's lay hold on it today. Let's lay hold on what God has for us. I remember we read a book, Faith Stewart. Faith Stewart, testimony, somehow she had a blindness in her eyes. She was anointed and prayed for. Take a guess. 9 different times. 9 different times she came to be prayed and anointed for. Before her healing came. The Lord healed her. The Lord blessed her and gave her healing. But she came 9 different times to be anointed and prayed for. You see what I'm talking about this morning? We need perseverance. Lord, I don't want to let go until You bless me. Till You help me know. Till You give me understanding. Another scripture, Hebrews, the 10th chapter. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Hebrews 10, 35, it says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Don't lose your hope this morning. Stay in the ship, as we heard last night. Continue to pray. Continue to dig. Isn't there a song, an old song we used to sing? It talked about praying on until the answer comes. Pray on till the answer comes. "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." That's what the Lord wants us to do this morning. He wants us to accomplish His will. He wants us to be doing the will of God. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't let the devil steal your hope today. Lift up your eyes this morning. The Lord has what we need today. And I thank Him for it. He's met the need of my heart many, many times. But self has had to do some dying. And it will have to do some dying. Lord, help us today to persevere, to lay hold, to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.